And it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Here we go.
Here's the good news.
Already a midweek edition of Not Necessarily the News, where each report comes with our money-back guarantee. Though, but just like Walmart Trip, we can't guarantee these stories are radioactive free. Tonight's lead story.
Not necessarily the news.
For our Hank Facebook Livers and everyone, it's big tonight. Big Powerball.
Powerball.
Powerball jackpot. At least $1.3 billion. That would place it as the fifth largest Powerball jackpot ever. Ninth, if you include the Mega Millions and the all-time rankings, too. So the cash payout would be roughly $590 million and stuff like that. So no winners. It's been a long stretch. And your odds of winning are better than probably the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl. So go get it, man. Go get it.
Powerball.
That drawing is tonight. And as it's been certainly floating through the air, hasn't it? A new survey, though, by YouGov reveals that 78% of people don't, quote, care at all about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's engagement. Other findings in this, 4% of people care a lot, though. So you got 4% there. 18 says they care a little bit. And 22% of people predict their marriage will last a few years or less. 12% thinks it'll last forever. Man, 78% don't care about Taylor Swift's engagement. Don't you hate when people just force their love life news on you?
Ken Buckner.
I know. It's just awful, isn't it? Speaking of, though, on that same hill, current It Girl outside of the Taylor Swift realm, although she's in the universe now. It's like a Marvel thing. Sydney Sweeney, our American Eagle Jean girl, is evidently dating Taylor Swift's sworn enemy, Scooter Braun. Scooter Braun is the record music executive mogul that famously owned all the rights to Taylor's music and yada yada, and then sold it and stuff and kept it away from her, and then she re-recorded all that. Now you're caught up. He's 44. Sydney is 27, and evidently after Scooter saw Sydney at Bezos's wedding, couldn't get her, just became obsessed. And because, you know, rich people can do things, he made it happen. So, hey, it's shoot your shot day, right?
Powerball!
Guess that applies to that. The other relationship going on right now, not of note, no engagement news, but still Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, who certainly might judge on that? But Elizabeth Hurley, Billy Ray, this has been going for a little while, a couple months maybe. And they took the big step, of course, going Facebook, Instagram official.
Billy and I started seeing each other, and then we knew that someone at some stage was going to get some appalling photograph, you know, pumping gas or something bad. So we thought, well, maybe we'll just put a picture out so that that's the most exciting picture, not picking off noses or whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did too, Elle and I, right there. Pumping gas was definitely our biggest fear because that would be so embarrassing. Not dating Billy Ray Cyrus. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Thank you. Good night.
What do you think your conversation with them, between the two of them, sounds like?
So, so we did that.
No. All right, in Trump news, let's get to that real quick. Can we stop the Billy Ray music, please? That would be fantastic. President Trump announced yesterday that Space Command headquarters, currently located in Colorado Springs, will be moving to Huntsville, Alabama. He dubbed the town Rocket City. But Huntsville's been called Rocket City for a very, very long time, actually. They make rockets there, actually, for NASA and the boosters and things like that. So that'll be happening. So I'm sure all of the employees at Space Command are very excited about relocating to Alabama. And then we had him on yesterday talking about the death hoax that was going around the Labor Day weekend. And then he was asked about it yesterday.
How did you find out over the weekend that you were dead?
Sort of crazy, but last week I did numerous news conferences, all successful. They went very well, like this is going very well. And then I didn't do any for 2 days, and they said, there must be something wrong with him. Biden wouldn't do him for months. You wouldn't see him.
Okay. Yeah. Someone also posted a video of an unidentified objects, something being thrown out of a White House window yesterday, like from the second floor or something like that. They did also release 33,000 pages of the Epstein files yesterday, so maybe that's what was flying out the window. Told you about China's Victory Day parade yesterday that had China's leader Xi, Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin, Maduro from South America. Evidently, it was a success. And a really fun moment as the then at the end, the Shriner carts started going around and... Yeah, Kim Jong really liked that. In corporate news, the parents of hot dogs and ketchup are basically divorcing. The Kraft Heinz merger is officially headed for a corporate divorce. Sometime next year, the conglomerates will split back into two companies. The hot dogs will stay with one parent, and the ketchup will go with the other. They joined forces back in 2015, but... 10 years couldn't get really past the 7-year itch, to be honest with you there. So it was announced yesterday, and it'll be finalized soon. And they'll split custody of the hot dogs and the ketchup, so they'll no longer live under the same roof. So that'll be one of those awkward, they'll just have to go to a parking lot in between that they decide. And that's always awkward. Unless you could pick it, like, by a Starbucks, and then it's all right. Spirit Airlines, we talked about yesterday. It's apparently really bad. They filed for Chapter 12, and now they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy for the second time in a year. And if they do it one more time, Spirit Airlines officially will become Spirit Halloween.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.